All right, so today we are really diving into a topic that's moving at lightning speed, human-computer integration.
Yeah, and we're using a really fascinating research paper as our guide for this deep dive. It's called SICINT, Special Interest Group for Human-Computer Integration. And it was presented at CHI back in 2021.
2021. Okay, so we're going back a few years, but this paper is still so relevant because it lays out some really fundamental concepts about HINT that are even more relevant today than they were back then.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really struck me about this paper is how it pushes us to think beyond just the typical way we interact with computers, you know, like clicking a mouse or tapping a screen.
Right, because right now it's pretty much us telling the computer what to do, and it responding HINT is going way beyond that simple stimulus-response relationship.
Exactly. It's about moving towards a more integrated way of interacting with technology, where it's not just a tool, but almost an extension of ourselves.
So instead of just using a computer, we're talking about integrating with it becoming part of this interconnected system.
Exactly. And the paper highlights two key concepts that are central to this idea of integration: fusion and symbiosis.
Okay, let's break those down, starting with fusion. What exactly do they mean by that?
So fusion is all about technology becoming seamlessly integrated with us physically. Think about things like pacemakers, but imagine that concept taken to a whole new level.
Okay, so like embedded tech, almost like becoming part of our bodies.
Exactly. And it's not just about medical devices either. Mm-hmm. Think about things like augmented reality contact lenses or even neural implants that enhance our senses or cognitive abilities.
Whoa, this is starting to sound like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? But the reality is that a lot of this technology is closer than we think. And that's what makes this research paper so fascinating. It's not just theoretical. It's grounded in real-world advancements that are already happening.
Okay, so that's fusion tech, merging with us physically. Now, what about symbiosis? How does that fit into the picture?
Symbiosis is more about collaboration between humans and computers. It's about creating a true partnership where each brings their unique strengths to the table.
So it's not just about us using computers to do things faster or more efficiently,
yeah,
but about working together towards common goals where both humans and AI benefit from the partnership.
Exactly. And this goes beyond just having AI assistants that can schedule our meetings or answer our questions. It's about AI that can truly understand our goals, our values, and our aspirations and work alongside us to achieve them.
That's a powerful idea. But it also raises a lot of questions, like how do we ensure that this partnership remains balanced and beneficial for both sides? Mm. And how do we navigate the ethical considerations that come with creating AI that's so deeply integrated with our lives?
Those are all really important questions and ones that the research paper delves into as well. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to acknowledge just how rapidly this field of HINT is evolving.
Yeah, I was just thinking that we've been talking about these two concepts, fusion and symbiosis, but it feels like there's a whole universe of possibilities within each of those categories.
Absolutely. In fact, the paper points out that in just the short time since it was published in 2021, at least 8 new types of integration have emerged.
8 new types. Wow. So this field is moving even faster than we thought.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to try to understand this complex and rapidly evolving landscape so we can navigate it responsibly and ethically.
So where do we even begin? We've got fusion symbiosis and now at least 8 other types of integration to wrap our heads around.
Well, that's where the real deep dive begins. So we were talking about all these new types of hints that have emerged. And honestly, it can feel a bit like trying to drink from a fire hose.
8 new types in just a few years. That's a lot to process. Where do we even start?
Well, the paper doesn't dive deep into all 8 of them, but it does highlight a few that I think raise some really interesting questions. And one that immediately caught my eye was this idea of integrated consciousness.
Integrated consciousness. Okay. Yeah, that one definitely sounds like we're heading into some uncharted territory. What exactly are we talking about here?
It's a pretty mind-bending concept, right? Essentially, it's the idea that technology could become so deeply integrated with our consciousness that it's almost like an extension of our own minds.
So not just assisting our thinking, but actually becoming part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where you could access information instantly just by thinking about it, or where you could communicate with others telepathically through some kind of brain-computer interface.
Okay, so we're talking about blurring the lines between human and artificial intelligence at their very core.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this raises some profound questions about what it means to be human.
Yeah.
What happens to our sense of self, our individuality, if our thoughts and experiences are so intertwined with technology?
It's like we're stepping into a world where the very definition of human consciousness is being redefined.
And that's why I think it's so important to be having these conversations now. While this technology is still in its early stages, we need to be thinking critically about the implications of integrated consciousness and making sure that we're developing it in a way that aligns with our values.
It's one thing to imagine the possibilities, but it's another entirely to consider the potential consequences, both positive and negative.
Absolutely. And that's why I appreciate how this research paper encourages us to approach HINT with both a sense of wonder and a healthy dose of skepticism. It's not just about blindly embracing every new technological advancement, but about carefully considering the implications and making sure that we're steering this ship in the right direction.
So it's less about predicting the future and more about consciously creating it.
Exactly. We have a responsibility to shape this technology in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. And that requires engaging in thoughtful discussions about the ethical considerations, the potential risks, and the long-term implications of something like integrated consciousness.
Okay, so we've got integrated consciousness, which is about as next level as it gets. But what about some of those other new types of hints? What else grabbed your attention from the paper?
Well, one that stood out was embodied integration.
Embodied integration. Okay, so tell me more about that. What makes that one unique?
Embodied integration is all about technology becoming so seamlessly integrated with our bodies that it essentially becomes an extension of ourselves. So embodied integration is less about merging with technology mentally and more about how it can physically augment us and enhance our abilities in the real world.
Okay, so we're talking about things like those exoskeletons we see in sci-fi movies that give people super strength or agility.
Exactly. Though it can also be a lot more subtle than that. We're talking about anything from advanced prosthetics that function just like natural limbs to maybe even embedded sensors that enhance our senses or give us new ones altogether.
Okay, I can see where this is going. It's like taking human potential to a whole new level. But it also makes me think about the potential downsides. If we're talking about augmenting our bodies with technology, who gets to decide what enhancements are acceptable?
That's a really important question, and it's something that the research paper brings up as well, because with embodied integration, we're not just talking about convenience or efficiency, we're talking about potentially altering what it means to be human.
It's like we're on the verge of a whole new era of human evolution, but instead of being driven by natural selection, it's being driven by technology.
Exactly. And with that comes a huge responsibility to consider the ethical implications. Who gets access to these enhancements? How do we prevent them from exacerbating existing inequalities? These are questions we need to be asking ourselves right now.
It's easy to get caught up in the cool factor of all of this, but we can't lose sight of the bigger picture. These technologies have the potential to reshape society in profound ways, and we need to make sure we're steering them in a direction that benefits everyone.
I completely agree. And that's why I think this research paper is so valuable, even though it's a few years old now. It raises questions that are even more relevant today than they were back then.
It's a good reminder that progress isn't just about inventing new technologies, but about carefully considering how those technologies will impact our lives and our world.
Absolutely. And it's a conversation that we all need to be a part of, because ultimately, the future of HINT isn't something that will be decided by scientists or engineers in a lab. It's something that we'll all shape together.
Well said. So to wrap things up for our listeners, it seems like the big takeaway here is that human-computer integration is about so much more than just making our lives easier or more efficient. It's about redefining what's possible and pushing the boundaries of what it even means to be human.
Exactly. And as we venture further into this uncharted territory, it's more important than ever to approach HINT with a critical eye, asking tough questions, considering the ethical implications, and working together to shape a future where technology enhances our humanity rather than diminishing it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive into the world of HINT. But keep those minds curious and those conversations flowing, because this is just the beginning of a journey that will continue to unfold in the years to come.